Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 109 of Generation GC. We're talking today about the Cardiology bonus tracks, three original songs, Accident Prone, Crash, and Catherine, Damn the Situation, plus two covers, Better Run and Between the Bars. My guest today is Lee Sizemore. Once again, and as always, I'm your host, Molly Huddleston. I'm also the producer, creator, and editor of this podcast. Last time, we talked about Good Morning Revival from Good Morning Revival, and on our next episode, we'll be doing a bonus episode talking about something that is not a Good Charlotte Studio album track. Lee Sizemore was previously on the show on episode 77 talking about Beautiful Place, as well as on episode 84 talking about Hold On. Lee grew up in southern Utah, and last time he was on the show, he and his wife were living in Southern California, and they are now back in Utah, where they're close to family, and Lee has returned to his previous job of driving buses in a national park, which, by the way, that's such a cool job, and Lee and I do get to talk about that. It's very fun. Cardiology is a very special album for Lee. He has even taught himself a cover of Harlow's song on piano, completely by ear. I'm so impressed. He also has a tattoo for this song with lyrics written in Billy's handwriting. While he doesn't have kids, Lee wanted to share that Harlow's song makes him feel really lovey-dovey and reminds him of his young infatuation with his wife. As a personal update on my chronic migraine and headaches, I'm happy to share that I'm doing really, really well. I am having multiple headache-free days a week. I still have migraine attacks, but they are a lot more mild than they were, and I sometimes don't even get a headache with it at all. I can be like light sensitive and sound sensitive and feel kind of off, but I don't have the really disabling pain, which is, I don't know, it's a pretty big improvement for me. I'm not cured, but I have made a lot of progress. I'm in a lot less pain. I'm a lot less disabled, and it feels really, really good. I also have more energy, which, you know, that's been a gradual process for sure, but overall, feels really nice, and I'm just really, really happy with the progress. And after sharing some, you know, really challenging updates on here, I wanted to make sure I share the good updates as well. On another personal note, you may have seen on the internet, or maybe you didn't, that I am moving to Los Angeles. Episode 110 is very nearly ready, and I do hope to have it for you soon. I've just got like a little cross-country move in between, so it may take some time. But I will get it out as soon as I can, and I will keep the socials updated. With that, a few reminders before we go into episode 109. First, I am very much looking for guests for some new episodes that will be recorded over the next few months, like over the summer pretty much. If you're listening to this show and you're thinking, hey, I'd love to come on Generation GC, hit me up. Seriously, please reach out. I would love to talk to you. I would love to hear from you. I would love to connect about having you on the show. I really, really love having guests from all around the world and from all different backgrounds on Generation GC. And if English is not your first language, that's okay. As long as you're comfortable holding a conversation in English, you are good to go. I always provide some pretty detailed notes, so you're prepared. You're not going into this totally blind. And different backgrounds, by the way, it doesn't just mean location or ethnicity or language. It means I want to ensure that various genders and sexualities are represented on the show, that fans of different ages and fans with their own unique life experiences of any sort get to share their story. My dream, my goal would be for anyone listening to the show, no matter who they are, where they're from, that you feel like you are represented on the show. And hey, maybe that means you want to come on the show yourself. Again, just hit me up, reach out to me on social media or email. Finally, Generation GC stickers are here. If you do want some stickers, all you've got to do is support the show on Anchor. Go to anchor.fm/generationgcpod and click support. All that money goes right back into making the show the best that it can be. It helps me print and ship stickers. It also helps me get equipment like headphones and laptop risers and physical hard drives to back things up. It helps me pay for Dropbox storage because I want to have multiple options to really make sure I have everything backed up. It really makes a difference. So yes, you're going to support the show on Anchor, and then you're going to send me a screenshot of your support. You can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Generation GC Pod, P-O-D, or email generationgcpod@gmail.com with a screenshot of your support as well as your mailing address, and I will get you stickers. That's all you got to do. Thank you so much for tuning in to Generation GC. Thank you for your support of the show, whether you are supporting on Anchor or you're just someone who's engaged with the show on social media or told your friends about it, told your family about it. It means a lot. Thank you for tuning in. And now on to episode 109.
So today we are talking about the bonus tracks from Cardiology, Good Charlotte's fifth album released in 2010. On the like main album, the final track, track 15, was Cardiology, the title track. Now, into our bonus tracks. The Japanese bonus tracks for this album, track 16 was the Like It's Her Birthday remix featuring Miyabi. We're not going to talk about that. We already did an episode on Like It's Her Birthday. But track 17 was Accident Prone, my personal favorite, my personal favorite. On iTunes, your bonus tracks were track 16, Crash, and track 17, Catherine, Damn the Situation. And if you got the Best Buy version, you lucked out because you had five bonus tracks. Track 16, Catherine, Damn the Situation. Track 17, Accident Prone. Track 18, it was a Silver Screen Romance. I think it was the acoustic version. Track 19, Better Run, which is a cover by Army of Me. And track 20, Between the Bars, which is a cover of an Elliot Smith song. Benji Madden is credited as writing Crash, Catherine, and Accident Prone, and none of these songs have ever been played live. I mean, the Army of Me song and the Elliot Smith song have probably been played live, but Good Charlotte haven't performed them. But I think we are going to have fun talking about these, Lee, but first, I do want to help our guests get to know you. Well, catch up with you since this is your third time on the show. So Lee, when we had last talked, you were living in California and you recently moved back to Utah. How's it been settling back in?
It's been kind of tough. We spent 3 years of the pandemic down in California. So it was tough there and it's just been hard to adjust back, but I think it'll start getting better here. I'm just about to start my job up again. So,
yes. So you told me you are going to be starting up, I assume this is the same job, working at a national park driving buses. Tell me about that job. Like how did you find that? That sounds pretty cool.
I've always liked national parks, and there's one pretty close to my hometown here. So
that's
it's
so cool.
Probably it's just about an hour drive from where I am here. And so I was just looking on Indeed and keeping up with the jobs that were going on, looking on USA jobs for the government jobs in the park as well. But this one is private sector. So the government kind of owns the rights to whatever it is, but they pay a separate company to run the buses in the park. So, I found it on Indeed, back in 2018 and worked there for 2 years. And so I returned at the end of last year and did the holiday week, and they don't run for the winter. So just coming back, starting next week again. So.
That's fun. That's cool. That sounds like a pretty cool job. And I understand this is something I had not known about you, but you were telling me that you had done a piano cover of Harlow's song. I don't think I even knew that you played piano. How long have you been playing?
Yeah, I've been playing piano since I was probably barely past being a toddler.
Wow.
My parents have always had a piano, and the family piano is now with one of my older sisters, but
got it.
They now have a baby grand in my parents' house. So
Wow. My
mom was always playing the piano. Almost all of my siblings learned how to play piano, and I took lessons for probably almost a decade.
Wow. Well, that's pretty cool. And I understand you pretty much taught yourself this Harlow song cover by ear. Have you learned any other Good Charlotte songs?
I've tried quite a few. The only other one that I've been successful at so far is Christmas by the Phone. So
Ooh.
That's a fun Christmas one to do. So
that's cool. Yeah, I would love to hear that. Okay, Lee, so you've got a lot going on. You're adjusting back to being in Utah, new job, well, new old job, playing piano. What are some of your other favorite things to do outside work to spend time?
There's a hiking trail right up from my apartment. So I like doing a lot of hiking, lots of opportunities here in Southern Utah for that.
Wow.
Back in Southern California, it was kind of hard, but during the pandemic, we made do and found what was around the area. So, but it's definitely a lot easier here to find places to go hike.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. Well, Lee, I want to get into the content of our episode. I am so happy to have you back on the show. Tell me, what's your overall impression of cardiology and this era of Good Charlotte's music?
Yeah, I'm glad to be back on the show. Cardiology, it was a special time for me when I met my wife in 2012, is when I really was heavily listening to this album. I know it was a breakaway from their past sounds. Like, it was a lot different from what people were expecting Good Charlotte to do. And I think it was that transition into being closer to doing the Madden Brothers project. And they were nearing their hiatus during this album time. So it was definitely a hard time for Good Charlotte. Definitely a different time for their music. And I think you could definitely hear that in this album. But I think it receives a lot of hate that doesn't, I think it's misguided and misplaced, because these harmonies in this album are some of my favorite, and it's some of the best musical work that I think they've ever done.
Yeah, I'm with you on the harmonies on this album, and just like misguided hate. Good Charlotte was in, like you said, such a weird time. They were like about to go on hiatus, right? But I feel like this album has a lot of good stuff, and especially these bonus tracks, I think, are all so great. We have three originals here, Crash, Catherine, and Accident Prone, and two covers, Better Run and Between the Bars. And I want to start off by kind of going through the originals, the songs that Good Charlotte wrote. And I think one by one, let's go through and share our interpretation, like what we think they're each about. So let's start off with Crash. What do you take from that song?
So Crash was one that I have not heard as much because I had the Best Buy exclusive edition. So gotcha. That was the only bonus track that I was not as familiar with. And I do definitely feel like it was different from the rest of the entire album. And it definitely sounds like their older music that they were making. So I don't know if it was written way before this album and they just decided to throw it in as a bonus track because of that. Or
yeah,
I don't know what happened. So,
well, you know, there was like the two versions of the album, right? When they were originally recording with Howard Benson, and most of that was scrapped. But I wonder maybe if like Crash was something that came along in the earlier half, right? Like when I look at the lyrics for that, I'm like, okay, you've like just run into your ex, and maybe it wasn't like a happy, healthy relationship, but like you want to go back to them and like sleep at their place one more time, you know? And I feel like that is such a contrast to most of this album, which is a lot more quote-unquote mature.
Yeah, I don't know. There are like, there's a mature song and then there's a party song. Like, it goes back and forth a lot in this album.
That's true.
Because you go straight into Last Night pretty close into the album, and that's completely different from a lot of the other songs.
That's true. And maybe they didn't put Crash on the album because it's kind of like thematically similar to Last Night, right?
Yeah.
Okay, up next we have Catherine. What's your interpretation of that one?
I know that Benji wrote this one, and he wasn't married to Cameron Diaz until 2015. So right. Maybe he's struggling with some fidelity when he wrote this, or maybe it just wants to write that perspective of where he's stuck in the middle between two love interests. That's kind of what I get from this song.
Yeah, I like what you said about being stuck in the middle. And, you know, I kind of get like, okay, someone named Catherine has come along and he's kind of under her spell, right? And I don't want to spend too much time parsing out which individual specific exact person this was about. But what is interesting to me is like, Good Charlotte don't often use people's names in a song. Like, I actually can you think of any other songs where they say someone's name? Because I, off the top of my head, I can't.
There's only one, and that's going to be 1979 on this album as well, where they talk about their mom and dad, Roger and Robin.
Right. I don't know. But
I think it might be code so that you don't know who he's talking about. So he's just using the name Catherine.
Yeah, maybe.
As kind of just to put a person into the song so he doesn't have to say who it was.
Yeah, or maybe Catherine is like, you know, a reference to like a restaurant they went to or a type of wine they drank or something. You know, there could be so many different things. The only thing I found trying to like to see if there was any kind of explanation for why the song is called Catherine, there was a video on YouTube with like clips from Vampire Diaries, that show. And there was a character named Catherine on that show, but it was spelled with a K. And I'm not familiar with that show, so I can't really say if this song like fits that show at all.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that show as well, so yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay, our last original here is Accident Prone. What do you interpret from that?
I think it's just some self-analyzation. So just kind of, you're always your worst critic to yourself. So I think that's just Benji's way of kind of getting under his own skin and explaining that.
That's a good way to put it, getting under his own skin.
Yeah, I definitely relate to that a lot because I am my own worst critic. So I'm always criticizing myself and always thinking that I'm messing things up, even if I'm doing things pretty well. Like in other people's eyes, like in my eyes, I always have something to criticize. So
yeah, I love this song. Especially when this song came out. I think it's someone who's like unlucky in love and just feels like they're doomed to like mess up and, oh, they met this person they like, but like they're just gonna mess it up. And I definitely felt like that when this song came out and still often feel like that. But I like what you're saying a lot about the like self-criticism, right? I feel like this could have done really well on the album. I want to branch off a little. Lee, when you think of these originals, are there any comparisons to kind of other artists that you would make? I mean, I know I have one written down here, but I don't know if there's anything else that comes up for you.
Not off the top of my head. They all sound pretty unique to their own sounds. So yeah. I don't really have any Good Charlotte songs that come to mind that these relate to.
Yeah. One thing that does come to mind as I talk about these songs is they do kind of have that Blink 182 vibe that the band were like teasing even like a year or two before Cardiology eventually came out. There was an MTV news article. This would have been back in 2008 because it was when they were leading up to the Greatest Remixes release. I think this was Joel talking about, but we're trying to fill the void. Like, I think there's a need for a new Blink-182 album, and they're not working on an album. I'm a huge Blink-182 fan, but I think in general, there's a void there for music like that. And in this moment, we're making a record that kind of answers to that void. We'll see, though.
Well, I don't know. Blink-182 doesn't really do too much acoustic music, and I feel like this was a nod to the Madden Brothers, like specifically Joel and Benji doing more acoustic music at this point.
Well, the covers, definitely, but the originals were Crash, Catherine, and Accident Prone. None of those are acoustic.
Yeah, Crash was definitely more of the pop punk vibes. But yeah, I just, Accident Prone definitely has like the intro of, I don't know what instruments at the beginning, but it definitely, like, it has the guitar going the whole time acoustically and ends on a few chords with the guitar.
Good point. In terms of like backstory on these songs, like specifically, I found nothing. Not surprising. They are bonus tracks. But on that note, Lee, I'm curious if you have any thoughts. I mean, I know we sort of touched on this already, but Crash, Catherine, Accident Prone, do you have any thoughts on why these were not included on the main album, and any other thoughts on when in the writing process they maybe came up with them?
So yeah, with Crash, I just think it might have been an older song, so they wanted to still include it on the album, so they put it in the bonus tracks. But the others, since they are kind of more acoustic and more like the covers and the originals, they're more acoustic. I think they might just reserve those for maybe like the sound check packages for VIP or any of that. And I would assume like they didn't want a repeat of Silver Screen Romance on the regular album. So the acoustic version was just saved for a bonus track, is what I assume for that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, especially the covers, it makes sense to me they wouldn't put a cover on the main album. I'm definitely with you on Crash was probably something that they wrote earlier on in the writing process. Like, I wrote down that it sounds like it's between Good Morning Revival and Cardiology. As I am thinking about Accident Prone, though, like, musically, it sounds like it belongs on this album. But lyrically, I could totally see Accident Prone being on Good Morning Revival. Like, completely. The lyrics of that song. Because Good Morning Revival is so cynical and, like, jaded. Right? It's very, like, stuck in your own head and, like, hating everything and being really pessimistic about love, quite frankly. So, I don't know. I could really see Accident Prone being on Good Morning Revival. Catherine, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't have much thoughts on why, when they came up with that one.
I also think that maybe the lyrics of Accident Prone and Catherine were kind of more personal, and maybe they didn't want to share it as widely. So, that maybe could be another motivator.
Yeah, maybe. Let's talk about these two covers here. Better Run, originally by Army of Me, and Between the Bars, originally by Elliot Smith. Starting off with Better Run, were you able to listen to the original version of that by Army of Me?
I have in the past. I just didn't recently.
Do you have any thoughts kind of comparing that to Good Charlotte's version?
I think it, from what I remember, I think it was pretty accurate, pretty close to the original.
Yeah. I wrote down that Army of Me their original version of this song kind of had more going on in terms of the instrumentals, like some drums, and Benji's is pretty stripped down, but like the spirit, like the vibe is pretty similar. And then Between the Bars by Elliott Smith, I mean, I definitely thought Benji like nailed that one.
Yeah, for sure.
In terms of the origins of these, there was an interview with Spin in 2010 where Benji told them that he had tracked some acoustic covers to put on the website for fans. I did investigate a little bit to try to figure out kind of why they may have covered these songs. I did find that the twins, at least the twins, are longtime fans of Elliott Smith. In 2003, they were talking about the Hold On video, and they mentioned that Elliott Smith had recently died by suicide. So here is a quote from Benji from MTV News. "It's the most important song on the album to me because we wrote it for that one specific reason. All of our lyrics are really personal, and we get a lot of personal letters. We want to give those fans hope, just to let them know it's never worth taking your own life." And then Joel said, "It's probably the most important song we've ever done." And Joel brought up the impending 10-year anniversary of the suicide of Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain and the recent death of singer-songwriter Elliott Smith as examples of the song's continued relevance. Joel said, "I think about them and the late Alice in Chains frontman Lane Staley and other people we have lost to kind of hopeless situations, and this song is totally about hope." And Lee, you had previously mentioned the Madden Brothers, and I think these covers especially feel so much like cover things you would hear on the Madden Brothers, like Greetings from California.
Yeah, maybe they were kind of preparing for their Madden Brothers tour and were just kind of getting extra covers to put in so that their set list wasn't just the shorter album of Greetings from California.
Yeah, maybe. Lee, do you have any memories that you want to share about Crash, Catherine, Accident Prone, Better Run, or Between the Bars?
So, like I said, this is when I started dating my wife, is when I started listening to this soundtrack. It was also kind of a hard time where I was kind of isolated. I was by myself a lot. So there was a video game in 2012 that I was playing called Need for Speed The Run. And I would put this this album as my soundtrack while I was playing that game. So it's kind of tied to that game for me now.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah, so from my perspective, I mean, the song that I would say I have a story about is Accident Prone, for sure. This just feels like me, right? Or maybe at least me when I was like 19 when this came out. Because when this came out was like, I remember very specifically, maybe like a month after this album came out, around that time, I was like crying so hard over some stupid fraternity boy. But I had this like big crush on this fraternity boy, and I really liked him, and I thought he liked me too. And then he rejected me, and I was like, oh my God, like I messed this up. I keep messing this up. So yeah, Accident Prone, very, very relatable for me. Other Good Charlotte songs that these relate to, I mean, for me, for Accident Prone, I kind of think of I Heard You from the first album. Because that's another, like, oh, you don't like me back. Like, I like you, but you don't like me back kind of vibe. For Crash, I thought of I Don't Want to Stop, which I feel like is, like, a different situation, but the same vibe of, like, oh, I know this is not healthy, but like, I can't stop myself. I did not think of any kind of comparisons for Catherine. I don't know if anything came up for you.
Not really. I mean, they have a lot of songs where they're not happy about the situations yeah. they're in, but I really don't think that they really ever had something as specific as this, yeah. Especially where they're naming someone, whether it's an actual person or not. So,
yeah, I'm like stuck on that, like that Catherine, that they, it's named Catherine, right? Because they, that's not a thing they do, is like name people in songs, right? Except for 1979, you mentioned. To the point where I'm like, okay, why was it significant that Catherine is named in this song? Like, not just why is it named Catherine, but why is it named anything? I don't know. I would love to ask them that. But, you know, get your 15 minutes to interview Good Charlotte, and like, that's the first question, right? Lee, I want to go through some fan comments. There are not a whole lot, but we'll go through some for each song. I did not find any reviews really talking about any of these songs, so we'll read some responses from the fans. Up first, we have YouTube comments for Crash. This was a fan upload by Asking the Horizon. James Hamilton said, "Damn, I wish they released the CD with all the bonus tracks on all versions. Still, an amazing album, though." And then for Catherine, this was also a fan upload by Asking the Horizon. Unglazed Rocker 13 said, "The title and some of the lyrics remind me of The Vampire Diaries." And Sabria Behalil said, "Yeah, Vampire Diaries plus Good Charlotte equals awesome. LOL." Have you watched Vampire Diaries? Like, I feel like I'm missing it, that, like, maybe this was written about Vampire Diaries. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I feel like I need to watch that show now to, like, investigate a little more. Accident Prone, we had a fan upload by Santiago on YouTube. Justine Cooper said, "Don't know why this didn't make the album. So catchy." Ash Ash said, "It's not complex nor duplex." I've never heard the word duplex used in that context. "It's simplistic and easy. The end." Better Run, we have another fan upload by Asking the Horizon. Katarina Giselle said, "Who's revisiting in 2019? I learned this on guitar, first song, 7 years ago today." Travis Raymond. And listen, I read these comments like this on the show because people put them on the internet. Whatever you put on the internet in like a YouTube comment, yeah, it's public. "My girlfriend broke up with me after 3 years so that she could run. I hope I can stop wondering if all the time we had was a waste. GC was here for me before her, is there for me now, and will be as long as I have ears to listen." Nutcracker said, "Benji sings it. You can hear Joel in the background, though." Dusty Frey said, "I actually like this better than the original. It's a lot louder." Daniel Ramnoff said, "This song gives me a Willie Nelson kind of vibe." And Benji Madden's wife, he said, "I can be your GC Riot girl and I wouldn't hurt you." I could not find any YouTube comments for Between the Bars, really. And in terms of songmeanings.com, I found nothing, which was upsetting. But Lee, how have Crash, Catherine, Accident Prone, Better Run, and Between the Bars held up for you over time?
Well, since Crash is kind of less known to me, I kind of want to listen to it more now that I kind of rediscovered it by coming back to these bonus tracks recently for this. But the others definitely have stood the test of time. I feel like there's so much emotion that they put into every album. And even these bonus tracks, the covers, you know that they're feeling a lot of emotions about what they're singing about.
Yeah. Do you have any last words about Crash, Catherine, accident prone, better run between the bars, or about Good Charlotte, or about yourself?
If they have other covers, I wish that they would put more covers on albums or release like an entire cover album.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's this cover out there that I really love. It's Not a Surf song called Always Love.
Yes.
And Benji sings the hell out of that song. It's so good.
It's so good. There's this is an old cover. Like, I think this was like 97 or something, but they covered an Oasis song, Acquiesce. That was like, I was obsessed with that. And I think there's like a Silverchair cover maybe somewhere. It wouldn't surprise me. I might be making that up, but it wouldn't surprise me if there was a Silverchair cover. Lee, this has been a lot of fun, and thank you so much for coming back. As we wrap up, so I do have a Generation GC and Friends Spotify playlist. So Crash, Catherine, Accident Prone, obviously I can't add, unfortunately, but I will add the original versions by Army of Me and Elliot Smith of Better Run in Between the Bars. And I would love to hear from you something you're listening to lately. It just can't be Good Charlotte, and it has to be on Spotify. Anything else?
Is it okay if it's an album?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Recently, I just listened to Hailstorm's latest album. It was released last year. Lots of great like rock songs. There's an 80s vibe on one of the songs. There are two broken down songs, and that's kind of breaking away from Hailstorm's regular rock kind of feel. And cool. It's just incredible to hear Lizzie Hale's voice like that.
Cool. I'll definitely check that out. Thank you, Lee.
So something else that I've been listening to is Lost by Linkin Park. It is being released as a 20-year anniversary for Meteora. And they have two different music videos that they put for it, and it's Chester Bennington singing the vocals. So really special and heartbreaking song. So,
wow, what a great recommendation. Thank you, Lee. I'll definitely add that one too. And where can people keep up with you?
I'm on Instagram and Facebook. I have a photography page on both Instagram and Facebook as well. So trying to keep up with my photography, definitely still making my calendars every year. So just make family calendars, but I also made a car calendar for this year. So cool. Just fun stuff.
Cool. And listeners, if you are not already in the Generation GC and Friends Facebook group, you should join. Lee is helping me out. He's posting a lot of stuff in there. Lee, this has been lovely. Thank you so much for coming on. Last time we talked about Good Morning Revival from Good Morning Revival. Our next episode will be a bonus episode talking about something that is not a Good Charlotte studio album track. My name is Molly Huddleston once again, and as always, I've been your host as well as the producer, creator, and editor of this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please make sure to follow Generation GC wherever you listen, follow, subscribe, rate, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and follow us on socials, Generation GC Pod, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also follow me, Molly, at M. Huddleston, M-H-U-D-E-L-S-O-N, on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you for tuning in. Please make sure to spread the word. Tell your friends. That's how the Generation GC fam keeps on growing. Thanks for tuning in.